Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
And upcoming on Monday is the auditions for Cinderella for the Missoula Children's Theater. And the Missoula Children's Theater is actually kind of a unique program. Can you explain a little bit about what the Missoula Children's Theater is?
I can. MCT, otherwise known as Missoula Children's Theater, is a touring company. They go all over the United States. They have toured in all 50 of the states here in the United States, and they give children the chance to shine. Those students who are shy, they become part of the normal. Those students who just aren't quite sure, it's a great theater experience for anyone. Those who are truly gifted and those who might not be ready to step out on that stage.
And this is the second year that Missoula's been here. They were here last year as well.
They were. The Knoxville Noon Kiwanis are the primary sponsoring group that's bringing Missoula here. We have some additional sponsors that have helped us get them here to Knoxville.
And so upcoming is the auditions, like we said, and the auditions are going to be on Monday at 3:45, and that will be at Celebrate Community Church. What can people expect when they go into the auditions?
They can expect all kinds of fun. The auditions are open, so the parents are certainly welcome to stay and sit in the audition as it happens. The directors line up the students, and they go through a process of elimination, and they ask them to do different types of readings, different types of opportunity and acting experiences that they'll call for, and that will help put them into the best position of the cast.
And these directors are brought are the ones that are actually tour. They tour around the nation with the Missoula Children's Theater.
They are. They're very experienced directors. They know exactly what they're looking for and what students will best suit the need that they're looking for to fill the cast.
And really, it's a quick turnaround, too, because auditions are Monday, and lo and behold, on the 29th, Saturday is the show.
It is amazing, and that is the one thing that we would want to just make sure that we point out to the community and to anyone who is even thinking about coming and taking advantage of the experience. It is a complete transformation that those kids will make all week long. They work very hard. There will be time to get their homework done as well so that their studies don't suffer. It is 1 week of rehearsal and then two performances on Saturday, and the outcome will be amazing.
And what was the performance last year?
The performance last year was Beauty Lou and the Country Beast.
And how did that go?
It went really well. It was, like I said, it was a kickoff of Beauty and the Beast. So to see the actual Beauty Lou and the Country Beast was even greater.
And you said these auditions are open. What age group are we looking at?
The age group that we would love to have is kindergarten through grade 12. So we actually do want all ages of students to come out and participate. There'll be some junior director positions that we're looking for maybe some of our high school students or maybe some older middle schoolers that have some experience. But we want those brand newbies too. Those kindergarten students will give a great show as well.
And what are the advantages to doing a theater show like this?
The theater show is letting students who might not have the opportunity at any age level to step out onto that stage. Some are afraid of that, and this gives them a little bit of time. You know, a week is a great amount of time to get out there, try something new, and then to show the world that they've actually done it twice on Saturday.
And those performances on Saturday will be at Celebrate Community Church as well?
They will be at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Missoula Children's Theater and the experience that people have the chance to have?
No, I just want to let them know that, you know, if you're even on the fence, to please come and check it out. We certainly won't answer any of the questions about the specific schedules. It's really hard to let them know that their students will have time for homework. They'll get all of that done. But what we want to share with them is that maybe the younger students won't be there every single night, every single minute. So there's going to be plenty of time for them to learn their parts and to keep up on their studies.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Jamie.
Thanks for having us.